Morning, Ireland. Almost a quarter past eight to New York and the United Nations General Assembly, where the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will address world leaders later today. 720 days into his country's war on Gaza, which has so far claimed the lives of over 65,000 Palestinians, leading this month to a United Nations Commission of Inquiry finding Israel guilty of genocide. Most of the countries in attendance, including Ireland, now recognise the state of Palestine. Our global security reporter Yvonne Murray is there. She talked with us earlier this morning.
This really is the story of the day, Gavin. About 9 o'clock this morning, New York time, Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, will take the podium at the General Assembly Hall. And this really is one of the most talked about speeches this week. It follows, of course, the widespread recognition of Palestine over the past few days. And we can expect that there will be condemnation coming from Mr. Netanyahu about that in particular, rounding on European countries for what he believes is a reward for Hamas. What people are going to be really listening out for, though, is the plans, if he does have them, to annex the West Bank. Interestingly, last night, President Trump was asked directly whether he would stand in Mr. Netanyahu's way, and he said that he would. He said, "I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank." So given that news yesterday, it will be interesting to see how Mr. Netanyahu addresses that point.
He won't take questions. Where's he going to go after the address?
Well, after the address, he's due to travel to Washington and to speak to Donald Trump in person at the White House on Monday. Here in New York, though, Gavin, there are big street protests planned. There'll be one right outside the UN building. But also we understand that there are other protests taking place downtown early this morning. One due to take place outside the Fox News headquarters, with people coming together and showing their displeasure. Now, it's not unusual, actually. There are protests every year when Mr. Netanyahu speaks, but we do understand that they are going to be pretty sizable this year.
Meanwhile, on Gaza, a number of newspapers, including the Wall Street Journal, reporting on a post-war Gaza plan, including Tony Blair.
That's right. This is the idea that Tony Blair, who runs the Tony Blair Institute and has been involved in the Middle East for many years, is due to head up this transitional force, transitional authority. This is a plan, we believe, that's backed by the US. And the idea is that there would be an international body that would serve as a transition for the next few years, operating outside of Gaza, but also with a plan to oversee the reconstruction of it. And yesterday here at the United Nations, the Arab nations, headed by the foreign minister Al-Faisal of Saudi Arabia, was asked directly about this, whether they supported it. He didn't answer that question. Tony Blair, of course, is something of a controversial figure in the Middle East. He was involved directly, of course, in the US-led illegal invasion of Iraq way back in 2001. So the big question about this, of course, is whether the region, powers in the region, will agree to his being involved.
Back to the UN, Yvonne. It's Ireland's turn today too.
It is. So this is the national address from Ireland, due to take place probably around 10 o'clock local time this morning. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will make the national address. And I think he will prioritise Gaza, obviously, but also Ukraine. And I think we can expect to hear a real vote of confidence for multilateralism this week from the Taoiseach. I think given the sense of crisis that is engulfing the United Nations these days, I think the Irish delegation has been very keen to point out that Ireland is a big promoter, still believes very strongly in the need for multilateralism, especially for smaller powers like Ireland.
How is Ireland being received there, Yvonne?
Well, it's quite interesting, actually, at the beginning of the week to hear Taoiseach Simon Harris saying that Palestinian recognition way back when Ireland recognised Palestine was something of a lonely position, but it's not that anymore. And I think there is a sense that Ireland and, along with others, Spain and Norway, have been given quite a lot of credit, I think, for pushing ahead with recognition at that early time, after which it really did gain momentum. And now we're at a stage, several months on, where some 159 member states of the United Nations recognise Palestine. And I think there's a sense that that has contributed to a momentum towards some kind of peace plan, even though it's very early days.
Back to Trump, and about a week after he fired off a Truth Social post specifically calling for a handful of his critics to be prosecuted, one of those targeted, the former FBI director James Comey, has been indicted now.
Yes, and he's been indicted on, it's a little bit complicated, but it's to do with testimony that he gave back in 2020 with regard to the what President Trump always calls the Russia hoax. But it was about a leak from the FBI to the press. And the allegation against Mr. Comey now is that he presented false evidence to Congress. Now, yesterday, it was interesting to see Mr. Comey take to social media, quite unusually, I think, to say that he was not afraid, calling this politically motivated. He said he was not afraid and he encouraged others not to back down or show any fear either.
That's our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray, speaking to us earlier from New York. 21 minutes past 8.